Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is weird. I'm sitting here with B. Mitch right now, pointing, making hand motions, because the one thing we did not settle before the show was who's driving and who is sitting in the passenger seat today throwing empty beer cans out the window.
It's the bye week, so I'm in the passenger seat.
Oh, my God. B. Mitch and Finley, Zabe here sitting in for JP, who's enjoying his bye week. Brian, it is great to see you. It has been too long. And to my knowledge, you and I have never rode together on air. All the years we worked together side by side at 980.
Totally.
Don't think you and I have ever.
I had this conversation yesterday with Landfield. I was telling him,
I don't think we've ever played tennis together on the radio. Back and forth. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. But you and I been knowing each other for a long time. We played golf together.
True.
You were in my Potomac Cup one time, which was great.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, can I start, by the way? Also, I had to get, before we got going today, yesterday, I had to ask Landfill for his actual name.
Oh, Andrew?
Andrew Mullins. He probably, Landfill, you don't like that getting out there too much. Doesn't seem like, at least not from what I know. You're like, no, I don't like getting that out
JP
there.
JP calls him Jim Andrew Mullins, the 6th, 7th, 10th, whatever.
Is that
every day?
Is that an exaggerated actual name?
Okay. He adds all that stuff.
Okay. I really felt sheepish because, you know, I've heard Landfill now for years listening to you guys, and I love his aggressive edge at times. Mm-hmm. I loved the heel turn, Landfill, when the name Redskins went goodbye and you became an Eagles fan. I mean, that was dirty right there.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still a purported Eagles fan, just for the record?
He's back.
Yeah, okay. I came back when they sold the team.
Okay, good. All right, so you're back. That's fine. How was it living in the land of savages?
I mean, it was great. It was, you know, for the first time in 20 years at that point, it was good to root for a winner.
Got to see some winning. Yeah. Exactly.
He was, you know, Landfield likes to stick you and just turn it.
Right. So. And then the other day he had his 47 things that are wrong with the Commanders.
Oh, you should have heard the 99.
Was it 47 or was it
44?
It was 44 in honor of the 44 points they kept giving up.
Ah, right. There you go.
But he had 99. That was 2 years ago, Landfield? 2 years ago.
It was back when Snyder still owned the team. I had 99 problems
of the team.
I was actually riveted because I'm like, all right, I know they got a lot of problems, but I want to hear, say, 13 through 44 because that's a lot of problems.
Leffy, you got to pull up 99 and let Zabe check that out.
Yeah, I hope I saw that list somewhere. I'll look for it.
The 99 things? Okay. So I'm texting you guys last night and just getting a basic rundown for the plan today. And I was like, hey, Landfill, I'm sorry about this, but I have an oddly anal thing about my phone and contacts. I've got to have real names in there. I don't have nicknames in there. Has to be capitalized properly. It's a very anal retentive thing. I want it.
That and, is anal, Dave.
Yeah, I know. And I felt like a jerk going, could I have your real name, please?
I think in my phone, you are not Steve Zabin. You are Zabe.
Yeah, that's fine.
Landfill is Landfill.
Right,
JP is JP or Jupu.
Jupu.
Jeff. I do have Jeff Walker because I don't think I found a I wouldn't put his nickname because I call him a lot of different odd things.
By the way, Jeff Walker, 90 pounds down. Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, big ups to
Fred called him OJ. Ozempic Jenkins. Believe it.
No. Skinless chicken and high reps, as my boy Al Galdi likes to say. Chicken and high reps.
Galdi's been that size forever.
I know. He's such a fitness
freak.
We
saw Jeff try for a while, and nothing went anywhere. Then he lost about 30 or 40. Then he gained it back.
Oh,
and then he just... So we don't know what's going on.
He's looking a lot healthier. And that's a good thing. So, got the name... we now know you're throwing the empty beer cans out the window. Just kidding. Don't litter. I'll get us in and out. I've got a list of fun things
to
talk about.
Keep a trash bag if you're going to be the passenger when you're drinking your beer.
Right. But there's one more thing I got to start with today, and that is I had a near panic attack commuting into D.C. today, not because the traffic was particularly bad, Mitch. It was because... I come up upon the mouth of 66 past the toll road through the beltway. And I see the sign for the easy pass tolls.
The amount.
And suddenly I'm panicking because I remember once upon a time, 66 inbound was restricted to HOV in the morning and or special hybrid cars or maybe EVs. And I'm like, does that still exist? I don't know. I never commute downtown, never have. All the radio stations I've been at in the market were in Rockville, then in Silver Spring, then back in Rockville, and then briefly here, but then I was gone. So I've never literally gone into town.
If you have
on
easy
a weekday.
Pass, you're fine.
Well, okay. All right. What do you, as I look up at the lights and I see what it's going to cost to go three different places, small, medium, large. The large was D.C., and I knew I had to go all the way into the belly of the beast. And what do you think the number was, the cost was going to be?
What time was it?
It was an hour ago.
By an hour ago, probably $24.
$35.93. And I went, I'm like, whoa. Now, I don't know.
See, I leave at a time where it cost me about that for the whole way.
Okay. Now, here's what I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to avoid that and or if it's going to just funnel me, shunt me into an automatic overhead sensor. Ha-ha, got your easy pass because I've got an easy pass. And once that thing ka-dings for 35 and change, there's no way I'm getting it back. There's no way I can call customer support and go, I made a mistake. Can I get a refund for this? They're going to be like, no, goodbye. See you later. I then went to, because I do have a Tesla, and I do love it, I pressed the Grok button, their AI assistant, on the steering wheel, and I said, can you drive 66 into DC during the week, in the mornings, without paying? And it said, yes, you can, just stay out of the easy pass lanes. Is Grok correct? Because sometimes Grok is wrong.
Well, Grok is completely wrong. If you're coming, once you come up the toll road and get on the 66, there's no such thing as no easy pass lane. When you're coming from where I live in Centerville, you got the regular lanes and you have the speed lanes, the easy pass lanes. Once you get
past the beltway,
inside the beltway, it's all easy pass.
Oh, no.
Because like when you're coming, you know, right before you get to Route 7, that's where the first set of the overheads start hanging. And then they're over the road all the way in.
Oh, my God. So then you're cooked.
Yeah.
Okay, so question then. You pay Easy Pass down 66 every day?
Yeah.
And what does it typically cost?
Well, normally I hit it right around 9 o'clock, which is somewhere anywhere from $6-$7 up to about the highest it's been was 23.
Okay, so you just pay the freight.
Yeah,
life's too short. You're not going to be doing all this
because like
sideways.
Traffic stops too much for me. I just rather keep moving through it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
interesting. So Grok was wrong.
Yeah.
There is no freeway in the morning.
Nah.
But when does this end? What's the timer? When is 66 free?
9:30.
Yeah, I think it's 9:30.
9:30.
Okay, so I need to ask CK if I can come in at 11 for these
or,
you know, I am unemployed. I am on a fixed budget
right now.
Are
you going to be leaving earlier and you're going to just have to jump on...
Oh, well, okay.
Don't take the GW Parkway. That's a disaster.
GW Parkway is hell. Now, right. If you get on 66 and you get off immediately at, what is that? Oh, the first little exit, you can jump on it's a lane that takes you all the way up and then you jump back on once you pass.
Well, you know what I did is I got off on Chain Bridge and I got a tour of my glorious hometown, the mean streets of McLean, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
It navigated me, my Tesla, through hither and yon, side street and suburb,
uh-huh.
Bedroom community, and all these places that I grew up, these ball fields, B-Mitch,
uh-huh.
that I played at Haycock Elementary uh-huh. School, and down past Tuckahoe Swim Club. And I'm like, oh, the nostalgia. And then I started looking at my arrival time, and it's going up and up and up. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to make it here on time today.
You can either... suffer from that or just pay the freight?
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't suffering so much as I had the full self-driving going. I was kind of relaxing, listening to the junkies, and it was okay. But, man, it took me hither and yon across Arlington into other parts of the metro I had never been before. It was wild.
When I first started doing it, I would just jump right off. I can't remember. Is it West? Not Westmoreland. Washington Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah.
Take Washington Boulevard, then you can take that all the way up, and when you jump back on, you're coming on to the bridge, so you miss all the toll.
Yeah,
So Washington Boulevard is normally $3 to $5
okay.
max, and then.
So when do we think the quadruple bypass surgery that the beloved Parkway is undergoing is going to be done?
It's 2025 now. I'm gonna go by 2035.
Jeez.
What you think, Landfill? Because Landfill takes that route sometimes.
Can we get, like, I know you guys don't use a talk and text line here, but a text would be good from somebody or a tweet would be good from somebody saying, okay, here's what VDOT says.
VDOT probably told us it's going to be done. They probably mentioned sometime soon, but.
But their deadlines are unreliable.
When they started the Beltway and that thing, you notice they've changed the plan several times since.
I have not noticed that.
Well, because like,
how do you know they've changed the plan? You on the VDOT website going, boys?
You just pay attention.
Okay,
I'm riding on the Beltway, and then all of a sudden now they just decide everything's going down. They tore all the stuff up over here.
Oh, the Cloverleaf right there by Georgetown Pike is unbelievable in size and scope.
Oh yeah,
and I mean that's where I grew up. I went by that, except it didn't exist to high school at Langley High School. All throughout the 80s, and to think that they had obliterated so much of the woods and the trees and the area there to build this giant clover leaf. And then, of course, once you get on the parkway, it's all torn up at good chunks of it. Yeah. I guess they're adding a lane, maybe, something like that. Who knows?
I don't know when it's going
to
be done.
Well, I know this. My pops, Super Sky Point to you, Pops, used to commute into the Department of Agriculture, and he would take the Beltway. Or no, he'd take the Parkway, right, from McLean? Mm-hmm. And he used to call it welfare for the rich because he said it was such a great little road. It was not congested. It mm-hmm. was a direct shot into downtown D.C. from the nearby bedroom communities where he and my mom moved in 1972. It was great.
In the early 90s, it was like that, too. Now it's pure hell.
It's just unbelievable.
It makes no sense because you'll be riding on it some days and then it just stops.
Sure.
And you're like, why did it stop? And you steadily see the cars from the other side coming past, but it just stopped.
All it takes is one person to slow down to look at a woodpecker, and there's a backup.
Yeah.
There's suddenly red on the old navigation. Thanks for slowing down, dummy. And if a tree falls.
So, it's crazy.
All right. Commanders bye week, they've got a new kicker. Jake Moody signed off of, whose practice squad did they sign him off of? But they got Jake Moody, former Niner kicker, who did not work out. He was a high draft pick, and they got sick of him missing kicks. And then Matt Gay got signed by the Niners. He was out of work for 3 days, B-Mitch.
What it tells you is that the kickers that are in the league, albeit some of them are awful, the people outside the league aren't very good.
Right.
You know,
they'd rather have a guy who's missed kicks in the league.
Yeah.
So they can go, well, he's missed kicks in the league. He knows what it takes to make them.
Moody was at the Bears.
Bears, that's right.
Okay, so Moody is now here, who was once at the 49ers, and now Gay is there. Basically, you have to just find him. You remember David Akers was here.
Yeah.
And he missed a field goal in preseason. Norv cut him. He went to the Eagles and stayed there for 11 years.
Great career with the Eagles.
So I think what you see Dallas has done, Dallas went and found a pro soccer player.
Oh, Brandon Aubrey is ridiculous.
But that they found a pro soccer player who basically, when you watch him kick, it's like he's
not trying.
It's like you watch the pro golfers, how they swing their
effortless
little
power.
That's how he looks.
Stupid power.
So they need to start looking at people like that. But, you know, but once a guy gets into the league and he's been around 4 or 5 years, he's going to have a job for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they much rather go with the guy that they know has kicked in the league than this next guy who could be better than him.
Right.
You know, because it's all about the stress level, I guess.
If I were an NFL team, you're right, I would be pestering the crap out of Aubrey going, who do you know?
You got
who
any
are
friends?
Your buddies? Got any friends? Right, exactly. Sort of like a hot chick. Like, you got any friends that are single right now? Like, I would literally ask him, there's got to be more of you out there. He was on his couch, by the way.
Yeah.
And just his girlfriend or his wife said, you know, you could do that. Why don't you go try out for a team?
How many other girlfriend or wives you think so? Hey, you used to kick. You can do that. If they find out how much money he's making, I'm sure they say
how many girlfriends of soccer players are like, hey, man, you should try that. Looks pretty easy. The thing is, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
Even with the new jacked up K-balls, which have increased the percentage of 50 and 60 yarders by like 20%. I've seen the numbers, B. Mitch. Have you seen the explosion in long range kicking this year in the league?
I see it, but I don't know if the K-ball is helping as much as people think. I think guys have gotten a lot better.
You're right. Because the kickers are getting better.
Because the K-ball
from
always has been different than the other ball.
Right.
And the K-ball, to me, was just a little, it wasn't as plump as the passing ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that kickers, but unless they're just making sure everything is now to the same weight.
Well, here's a little bit of super equipment nerdiness. I watched a video that explained.
I know you love the balls.
Oh,
you love the nerdy
ball kicking
stuff.
So I watched a YouTube video that went through what the changes meant. The mm-hmm. K-balls were used to only be given to the equipment staff of each team 4 hours before kickoff.
Yeah,
4 hours. Mm-hmm. So they had to frantically rub them, scrape them, scuff them up, pump them up, you know, massage them, you know, bend the end points in to make them as soft and round as possible. Now they get them, I think, 4 days or a week ahead of time. So the equipment guys have a week now to work on these things, to beat them up, sort of like a government witness who won't talk. All right, come on, K-ball.
Yeah.
So they get these. Apparently, they're saying this has to be the difference because the percentage, here's the percentage, ready? The percentage of 50-yard field goals has jumped from 70 to 74%, a historically high mark.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more attempts from long range than ever before.
Yeah. Because, but the thing of it, if just like the ball I use all week, I can throw that ball to you in the game.
Okay.
I don't know why it was always a problem. Well, the ball that the kickers used, they couldn't. Because that's why kickers, back in the day, they heard you had the excuse that people were using helium in their balls, okay? I don't see balls going much higher. I don't think anybody has kicked the ball as high as Ray Guy.
Right.
It was a lot of rumors that he was using helium.
There were?
Didn't he hit the
Jumbotron?
The Superdome.
He might have. Yep.
So no one has gotten close to those things before since. But it seemed like it was a more of a negative for the kickers and the return guys, because when that ball comes out of that box, it has that waxy film on it.
Oh yeah.
So it's slippery.
It's also got a dye to it. Like the NFL regulation ball, the NFL Duke ball that you would buy at Dick's Sporting Goods.
A little reddish.
For like $90, I think, is the cost of one of them. It's got a red dye on it for coloring that they actually scrub off and they put mud on instead. Because real NFL balls, as you know, they're brown. They're not reddish.
Yeah.
And I've actually gone through the process at home because I'm such a nerd. I like to have a ball in my hands watching games on TV that I scrubbed the red dye off, and my hands were red for days afterwards. It was ridiculous. Wilson also sells a home kit with a brush, a wax bar, and a little oil that you can treat them up yourself.
So in other words, the league now has made it legal to do the stuff that they blame the Patriots for doing.
Basically, you
can put the ball in the dryer. You can squeeze it down and rub it up.
Right, the same thing
that they say the Patriots was doing.
But the thing is, they introduced the K-ball specifically to make kicking field goals harder because they didn't like that they were getting too easy like 15 years ago or whenever the K-ball was introduced. So they're just one foot on the gas, one foot on the brake, one foot on the gas, one foot on the brake. But I agree, the state of the art, the athletes who are now kickers, way better, because Aubrey's a tall guy. He's big, long levers. He's an athletic guy. Same thing for Butker in Kansas City. Half the league's kickers are actual athletes, right?
Yeah.
And before, it used to be guys like Garo Yapremian, a horseshoe ball little fella with tiny size 7 shoes. I kick field goal. Okay, great, buddy. Thanks. So anyway, we got a new kicker in town. We'll see how long he lasts, Moody. This is now, I believe, the 7th or 8th kicker.
It's been a while.
In the Adam Peters and Dan Quinn era. So, yeah. There's bigger problems, which is, of course, the rest of the team. And then there's bigger questions, which is, when will Daniels come back? How quick should he come back? How much should he play? And then what's the goal for the rest of this otherwise season that is just in tatters?
Yeah.
Do you have an idea on that? Can you hold it for the break?
I'll hold it.
Hold it for the break. What's left of the season, and how much and when should the franchise quarterback play? Zabe sitting in for J.P. Finley today. It's B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
If you're looking to sell a house, you need to go to my friends John Leahy and the Leahy Group over at ESP Realty. John has a deep bench of buyers in waiting, more than 10,000 buyers ready to buy. He may have your home ready and sold already, just like a recent buyer. They were thrilled to receive an offer which was $20,000 over the asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. Who says there are no guarantees in life? Check out John Leahy's guaranteed offer right here on his website, and you can get the ball rolling at johnsalesdmv.com. Talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time. So you can call John right now at 301-900-3052 or hit him online at johnsalesdmv.com. Or even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Finley, B. Mitch and Finley, Zabe sitting in for JP, who is off enjoying his bye week. B. Mitch, how was Spain? Give me the quick down and dirty.
Spain was fantastic. It was great to me.
Had you ever been before?
I've been to Barcelona. I've never been to Madrid. And I had never been there while having to work every day. So I went to Barcelona for the NFL Europe to call the game, show up on a Thursday.
And that was the previous time you'd been. Or have you been to Spain on vacation?
That's the only time I went.
Okay.
But when you show up on Thursday, you go to the practice, you go interview the coach, you watch practice a little bit, and then you show up for the game. Getting there this time, so JP and I both, we were doing stuff anywhere from 9, 10 in the morning until we had to get to the radio show that
it
broadcasts at 4 there.
Oh, it's an all-day sucker so, right there.
After doing 9 to 3:30, and then you get to the station, you got 4 hours of radio, which was, the body.
At the end of the day.
Yes.
4 hours of radio at the end of the day.
And they had a few functions that were at 12 o'clock, Zabe, that were at like the Irish Rover and, O'Reilly's,
right.
Bars.
Right.
A beer going to get down your throat or something like
somehow,
that.
Somehow, right. And then, what do you do? Say, no, I got a radio show later. I can't drink
Hell no. You got to do what they
one.
Do. So,
and once you have one, really want number two, man.
The first day I said on the radio, I said, I will be dozing off. Because we left at 1.
What are you, Abdul Carter?
Nah, listen. We left at 1. We got to Charlotte. We left Charlotte at 3-something. We landed in Madrid at 5:18 in the morning.
Hold on. You launched from Charlotte, North Carolina to Madrid?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't IAD have a direct shot?
Well, the shot was whoever paid for the ticket, that's what it was.
So it was a bank shot down to Charlotte.
So we went to Charlotte and then we left Charlotte.
International?
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
No, Charlotte. Okay. American flight.
All right.
We flew straight there from there, and when we land, so I'm telling you, where the bus picked us up, we think Dulles is big. This damn airport in Madrid is humongous.
Really?
And I walk, and I'm pushing bags, bags.
Boy.
And I'm like, damn, we're not there yet? And we end up, after I asked that question, we walked another 4 times what I had already walked. And
did they have any moving walkways?
They did.
Did they have
but
any trams?
Again, their thing, everything that they have has a little angle on it. I see why everybody's in shape in this damn country, too. Everything has an angle, so nothing is just flat.
Okay.
So when we get to the hotel, the rooms aren't ready.
Oh God!
So we got the hotel like 8-something.
Oh my God!
And I didn't sleep on the plane. I don't know why. I normally fall asleep immediately.
Okay.
Couldn't sleep. So I get there, and now we're in the lobby, and we eat breakfast. I'm waiting, and I can't fall asleep because I'm like, fall asleep. I got to be somewhere. 11 o'clock, room's ready. I got to be somewhere at 11:30. So I was able to just throw myself in the room, go.
Yeah.
And when all of a sudden around 2, I'm like, this is not going to be good. And I did the show, and like you can see a couple times I just did that, but I can't write back up. I wasn't Abdul Carter where I slept through it.
Yeah, right.
But I did take a little dose.
Okay.
All and right. I drank more sugar free.
Did JP poke you to wake you up on the air? Do you have like
no,
a stick?
No,
stick to just reach across and go poke? wake
up. Nah, he was tired too.
Yeah, okay.
We were both tired, but I could tell you, I knew I'm running on fumes, homie. So yeah. I was trying.
So this is going to be now a thing with the NFL. Goodell is pushing to expand. They say, oh, we're going to order at least 5 more games for next year. They pretty much want a whole slate of 17 games.
It's going.
Over there, and then they're going to get to 18 games for a schedule. We're going to have 2 byes in an 18-week schedule. Mm-hmm. That's going to really suck. Going to make fantasy football even more difficult, navigating 2 bye weeks for your guys.
Mm-hmm.
But there is just a march for more money. The fans apparently really liked it over there.
It's a march for more money, but I will say this. There are a lot of NFL fans in those countries. Like, everybody didn't fly there from Miami or from D.C. area.
And are those NFL fans expats, former Americans living there? Or are they born and raised
These are people born
Spaniards.
And raised there. And they, because, like, when you go, we were looking, when you get to the game, there were way more, like, they had a, it was a lot of Commanders fans. The Dolphins fans were in there, too, but you had people with, damn, every jersey you can name in the NFL.
Well, that's the thing that you see in international games. It's like a smorgasbord of other teams'
jerseys.
Then
when you have a conversation with those people, you're not hearing my accent or yours.
Yes.
You're hearing people from all over the damn world. You know, so it was good. And then, you know, just exploring, like doing the content work with the Commanders, I get a chance to go to We did the flamenco dance. We did like a little class in that. We went to the churro and porous shop with or Heinous, they call it. G-I-N-E-S, but it's pronounced Heinous.
Oh, my God.
And it's a chocolate factory.
Okay.
And the food was so damn good.
Yeah, then
I had a chance to go to the Michelin rated restaurant with my man Ahmed Issa.
Okay.
And in the Fourth Season. I mean, everything you but the food, everything tastes like it just came off a farm. I mean, fresh. Not like all of our stuff. You know, we got everything.
I'm not a foodie, but I have heard the food in Spain goes toe-to-toe with that of Italy.
Yeah.
Italy has the prestige and the marketing of, you know, Italian food, which is authentic and great. But people say Spain, every bit, pound for pound, is good.
Oh, yeah.
Just a different style, different dishes.
Totally, totally. The paella, you know, you want that. The first restaurant I went to, they didn't have any. They ran out.
No!
And I was a little pissed.
Like, I flew on 2 flights. Yeah. My room wasn't ready. I haven't slept, and you're out of paella? You're out?
But you,
how can you be out? You're like, Spain.
You know, here's a... We like to keep stuff good forever.
Well, they got preservatives.
We
preserve it up,
and you can taste it too.
Of course,
there. So we were at the abuela and the grandfather and the grandmother, right next door to each other.
Yeah,
but they're the same restaurant. So when they cook in the morning, they're cooking with the guy,
and when
they hit that point.
They're like, we're out.
You'll see, they run over there and get some more bread from this shop to run back to the other shop.
So sometimes abuela runs out.
Yeah.
When she's making her paella.
But
she did not plan for as many tourist mouths or NFL players to come by.
But I'm going to tell you now, you get ready for different places. I think Dubai is in the works. I think Abu Dhabi is in the works. I think,
you think Jerusalem's in the works?
I don't know. I think Doha is.
So, did you hear Tua say, I'd like to play in Jerusalem?
He said that?
Yeah. They're like, where else would you like to play? And he's like, I don't know. I think Jerusalem would be pretty cool. And everyone just facepalmed, like, you dumb.
At this moment, you can't say that.
Well, not only that, but it's like, no, that's not going to happen, right?
Nah. But I'm telling you, it's going to be in one of those countries.
Yeah. Well, the NFL has a impeccable product. I liken it to Walter White's crystal sky blue meth that when it's exposed to new audiences in Europe who have loved soccer their whole lives, when they get a taste for good old-fashioned smash-mouth American football, it hits like crack because it is a great game to watch. Even with all the nonsense PIs that are called, like the one that ended the Lions-Eagles game, which was a joke, the inconsistencies of replay, the fact you can't even look at the quarterback now, much less tackle him hard. Yeah.
Well,
it's so frustrating.
I don't like the overall way the game is played today.
I know. The overall product is still amazing. It's still like crack cocaine. And so they're going to keep doing that and keep
pushing. We did clinics over there with the kids, and they were into it, and they pick up quickly. Like, the thing about that country, man, everybody seems to be fit. All I saw was bike riders and walkers. And when you tell them to do something, they do exactly what you say, and they were ready to go. These young kids were ready to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a lot of fun. But
that's cool. So you did a clinic.
London. Basically, it was some Miami Dolphins players and also us.
And did you teach them how to field and return punts?
We didn't go that far. We just did the running and the throwing and the catching. We didn't do the punt returns.
How about these?
There were kids that can show you the kick real quick.
Okay. Yeah. How about these new screwball punts? Like the one that...
the knucklers?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been doing that forever.
Have they really?
Yeah, yeah. They've been kicking it like that forever. You know, because like when I played... They have a lot of kickers that were good at it. Some of them weren't.
Because there was that one that the Dolphins guy misplayed. I was like, good luck, buddy.
Yeah. When guys try to hit it and they're not good, you just get an end over end.
Right.
But the guys that are very good, you get a knuckler. And the ball will be coming down and it'll just float on you.
What happened to the days of the spiral missile, the tight spiral punt?
But see, those punts are made for distance.
Right.
And what they're doing when they're trying to kick one where you're backed up and you've got the fair catch, they're hitting you with the one that they want to mess you up.
Unless you're punting from inside your own 30, you don't really need the distance.
Yeah.
Because they're that good.
Yeah.
So they're hitting all these exotics.
They're hitting these weird punts. Like, what you look at, the league is specialized in everything. So the Patriots always had left-footed punters. Most people didn't.
Oh, right. Now that also screws you up.
Yeah, now you have a ton of people with left-footed punters, so it's easier for guys now. Right. But the left-footed punter kicking one of those balls, that's hell. That is pure hell right there.
Were you just gutted for Mikey Sandrasil and the fumble, even though the defense bailed him out? I felt terrible for him.
Because
he's never done the job. And they're like, you got to give it a try.
He's done it in
high school.
In college as well.
Oh, I thought he didn't do it in college.
And the thing of it, I don't care if you did it in the pros. If you're not practicing and you're not doing it in the game, you lose the mindset of what you do in certain situations. And that punt right there, both, like, I'm sitting up there and I'm like, he needs to back off of that one. Santana, as soon as I look at Santana, he said, man, you got to call Oski and get away from that ball. Because
he was rushing up to it.
He rushed up and ran past.
Right.
He ran past his guys and Dolphins guys.
Yeah.
So at that point, now that ball, and that ball was a one that was tailing.
And that landed at midfield-ish?
Yeah, it fell away from him.
Right, it fell away from him. It was midfield, so it wasn't like a high leverage. You had to fair catch it to keep it from pinning you at the one.
Yeah.
Those are the ones you just let it drop.
Let it go. That's the thing about punt return. People always think, people just look at the catching and the big runs.
Yeah.
It's the decision you make. Stuff. Yeah. If you do make the wrong decision, that can screw you too.
Yeah. And then there was the field. I got to talk about the field for a second, but we got to take a break. And I'm going to ask you about, okay, so what's left of the season? What are the main goals? I was quite impressed and happy to see the team play the way they did for Dan Quinn and his play calls, which apparently, according to Keim, was a lot less zone or a lot less man coverage. So it was a lot more zone, which helped keep the big plays in check. That was good. I would say if you're going to make the argument about it, have they lost the locker room? The answer is no.
No.
Because they responded. So that's good. You can build off of that. But after this bye week, you got a really tough Bronco team coming to town.
True.
And they did not flex it out of Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those things where they've already been, what, they're 0-4 on primetime? Woo! So it's another tough one. But there's still something left of the season. We're going to try to figure out what that is. We'll do that right after the break. And we'll take some calls at some point here.
Yeah. Yes.
When do you and JP usually take calls? Periodically?
Whenever.
Throughout the show?
Whenever.
When situations
Whenever
warrant,
you're ready, we go.
Whenever we
it.
Call for them? Okay.
There we go.
We'll do that coming up in hour two. Zabe sitting in for Mr. Finley. It is B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take your shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must supply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looks like we got some high-stakes park bench checkers going on, or chess, between Mr. Walker and B. Mitch. Zabe sitting in for J.P. Finley. It's B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan. So before I get to what's left of the season, what do we got to look forward to? What are some goals? What are the some things to avoid? The field at that stadium there
is unbelievable.
It literally is unbelievable. You have to see the videos of it, which I'm sure most people have by now, of the trays that retract and fold underneath the floor of the stadium.
16 meters down.
Right, to a little growatorium.
They never see the real
UV lights and misters and fertilizer. I mean, it is unbelievable.
Yeah, and of course, and it's slick.
Well, okay, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in just a second. So the stadium is the home of Real Madrid.
Yes.
The New York Yankees of European, of Spanish League soccer. La Liga, they are the dominant, iconic, richest franchise there, club. I should call it club. And people say, well, they spend so that the players that they have know that they are serious about being the best of the best of everything.
Yes.
And God bless the engineers that designed this, but there's no way I can say it is worth it. It's too expensive. There's too many things that could probably go wrong. The maintenance budget on all those pallets, all the gears and the toggles and the bolts and the grease and the chains and the actuators and the pistons and the hydraulics to make the field break apart, move underneath, grow underneath, and then come back up and fit together perfectly. That's too much money. Well, just have a field. That's not, is it a dome?
It's a dome per se. It's not necessarily an indoor thing.
It's canopied.
They can open it at the top. But when you look at the sides, you can still see outside.
Okay, so you cannot close it up and air condition it.
You don't close it completely, no.
Okay, so
because you still get outside temperatures.
So it's a little bit like SoFi.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and
why the canopy? Just leave it open air.
Well, because
and you can maintain a soccer pitch with God's sun and rain.
It's in the middle of the city. So when you look at what Arizona does, they roll a whole field.
They rolled out. Right.
They don't have the ability to do that where it's located at.
Okay, but why do they need the roof? Does it rain a lot?
I don't guess.
Does it get super cold?
So like
what's the climate?
They said it don't rain a lot, but it rained a lot while we were there.
Okay.
It rained 75% of the time while we were there.
Soccer players play in the rain.
Yeah.
They just play through the rain like they do in the NFL.
But I guess they want to have it, but I just noticed it looks like a stadium and you drop the a snail, like dome.
Snail shell over it?
Over it. That's what it looks like. But when you see it, you're like, damn, it's wild looking.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But we had heard that people were slipping when we first got there.
Oh, yeah.
That Wednesday we were doing some stuff. And then when I got out there, I watched players slipping on the edges, and I watched referees even slipping.
Yeah, because
and then when
Ertz
ran his route,
right? No
he
matter
slipped.
No matter how deep those trays are, they might be a foot deep in terms of soil, sand, root system, whatever. You still need 2 or 3 feet of a genuine field to get that kind of real firmness that you want.
No, it's thick.
I know it's firm.
No, it's firm.
Right.
But I just when think all of the misting and then the grass, sometimes it kind of lays instead of sticks straight up.
Right, because they're short blades and they're tight, and a little bit of water will get them very slick. You remember when the Super Bowl was really slick a couple years ago? Is the Chiefs-Eagles when the Chiefs won 3 years ago out in Arizona? Mm-hmm. And I guess they said, yeah, we kind of cut a little bit tight and it was a little bit moist. And next thing you know, people can't run on it, cut on it.
I was asked before the game, I was doing a show with this dude, Oliver Wilson. He's like, you know, did you change your spikes? I said, some people do. But I never changed them, whether it was wet or just how it normally is.
From studs to sturf.
I kept the same 1/4 inch studs.
Okay.
I never got the long 3/4. Because I just felt when it got muddier, you just dug up more dirt.
Right. And it's still if the sod disintegrates under your foot, like it did for Ertz at that key moment, it's going to disintegrate.
You're gonna slip.
It doesn't matter how deep your cleats are. If the field falls apart, you're slipping.
What you have to do when you have the fields that are a little wetter, you got to make sure you keep your weight over your feet.
Yeah.
If your feet get outside of your outside of your body, you're going to slip no matter what.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happened to him. So as soon as we had just talked about it, and then soon as he hit it, we're like
that's God. Well, the other thing too is that they have these pitches for soccer, and soccer players on average are probably 5'10", 5'11", 190 at most. They're compared to football players, they're dainty little athletes that run. Incredible athletic fitness. They run all game. I get it. But they're little dainty guys. They're not 300-pounders leaning into each other where they're bracing. They're digging their cleats in. That's 650 pounds of force on every play. 10 of those people every play. Of course these soccer fields are going to get torn up whenever NFL games get played on them. There's no way to engineer it otherwise.
Well, guess what? They will be playing a little game.
Guess what? They will be playing more.
Because Mbappe makes like $140 million.
I know.
That's why they could do it.
Right. And they don't even complain about how much Mbappe costs because they're like, he's worth it. And he's one of the best players in the world. And they probably paid a huge transfer fee just to get him there.
They got
which
him
is also insane.
He was transferred without the fee from what I found out.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. You sure nobody got greased?
I was asking questions.
You were asking questions. All right. The big question is, how much should Jaden Daniels play? When should he play? What's left of the season? B. Mitch is going to give us his RX for the remaining 6 games. You're listening to The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.